This is a recast of the 5500-word piece. Before building a koi pond, ask yourself 20 questions. From Midwest Pond Features. Let's listen in.
Today we're talking about building and maintaining a koi pond. It's a fun and exciting project that can create a peaceful and relaxing home for beautiful fish. But before you start digging, there are some essential questions you need to ask yourself to ensure that your koi pond is healthy and happy for both you and your fish.
To make a good koi pond, there are three vital things you need to keep in mind when designing and building it. Firstly, the pond should have clean and clear water for the fish. This is what makes it enjoyable to see the beautiful koi swimming around. So proper filtration and maintenance are essential to maintain water quality.
Additionally, a well-made koi pond should also keep the fish safe. If the pond is not built well, it can make it easy for other animals to harm or even kill your koi fish. So it's crucial to design the pond in a way that provides natural protection for the fish.
Finally, a good koi pond should be accessible for maintenance. Many people overlook this aspect when building their ponds, but it's important to consider how easy or difficult it will be to take care of the pond once it's built. A poorly made pond can be hard to maintain and can make keeping koi unenjoyable.
Now, let's dive into some of the questions that the article suggests you ask yourself before building your koi pond. The first question is about the size of the pond. Many people often realize later on that they should have built their first pond bigger. We recommend a pond that can hold at least 1,500 gallons of water with dimensions of 7 feet wide, 8 feet long, and 4 feet deep.
It's important to consider the potential growth of your koi fish. They can grow quite large, and if you start with small fish, they could grow to be 24 inches or longer within a few years. So it's always better to make your pond larger to accommodate their growth.
However, you also don't want to make your pond too big. A larger pond can come with its own set of challenges, such as the cost of treating the water and the difficulty of catching fish in a vast pond. So, finding a reasonable size that allows you to enjoy watching the koi fish is crucial.
Moving on to the next question, where should you place your pond? The article suggests that koi ponds should be in a shady place, away from direct sunlight. This helps prevent excessive algae growth and keeps the water from getting too hot in the summer. If you want to build your pond in a sunny area, consider constructing something like an arbor to provide shade.
It is also crucial to consider any local regulations regarding pond placement. In some areas, if a pond is deeper than 2 feet, it may need to be surrounded by a fence. So, be sure to check local codes before finalizing the location of your koi pond.
Another important question is whether or not you should include plants in your pond. While plants can make the pond look nice, they can also make maintenance more complicated. Some plants can be problematic if they attract predators or if they don't tolerate moving water well. It's important to carefully consider the pros and cons of having plants in your koi pond.
If you do decide to include plants, be prepared for the additional maintenance they may require. New plants can introduce pests or germs into the pond, and chemicals used to treat pond parasites can harm the plants. So it's crucial to take proper care of the plants individually before putting them back in the pond.
Moving on to the next question. Should you choose a rubber liner or a concrete pond? Both options have their benefits. A concrete pond lasts longer but requires more maintenance. On the other hand, a rubber liner pond is cheaper and easier to work with. It's important to weigh the pros and cons of each option and choose the one that suits your needs and preferences.
The shape and contour of the pond are also vital considerations. The article emphasizes that carefully planning the shape of the pond can save you a lot of hard work in the long run. Ponds with flat bottoms require regular vacuuming, so it's important to consider the shape and the inside slope leading to the drains at the bottom.
Speaking of depth, a good koi pond should be at least 3 feet deep with areas that are at least 2 feet deep. This helps protect the fish from predators like blue herons and raccoons. It's important to create a safe and secure environment for your koi fish.
Now, let's talk about the importance of having a filter in your koi pond. The filter plays a vital role in keeping the water clean and safe for the fish. It removes fish waste and other impurities that could cloud the water. It's crucial to choose a filter that is suitable for your pond size and easy to maintain.
When selecting a pump for your koi pond, it's important to consider how much water you want to move in at what pressure. Choosing the right pump size will ensure that your filtration system works effectively and efficiently.
Another important consideration is the size of the pipe used in your pond. Smaller pipes used in pool construction may not be suitable for koi ponds, as koi ponds require constant circulation of a lot of water. Using larger pipes can help reduce the pressure needed to push water through and make your system more efficient.
Now let's talk about the importance of having a bottom drain and a skimmer in your pond. A bottom drain is essential for maintaining proper water quality and removing fish waste from the system. A skimmer, on the other hand, helps gather leaves and other debris from the pond's surface, keeping it clean and tidy.
Finally, the article also suggests considering features like jets, autofill systems, ultraviolet lights, underwater lights, and automatic feeders. These features can enhance the functionality and aesthetics of your koi pond, but it's important to carefully consider whether or not they are necessary for your specific needs.
When selecting someone to build your koi pond, it's crucial to choose someone with experience and expertise in building ponds specifically for koi fish. Landscapers or contractors may not have the necessary knowledge to build a well-designed and functional koi pond.
Remember that building a koi pond is not just about creating decoration. It's about creating a living work of art that provides a peaceful and thriving environment for your koi fish. Proper planning and consideration of these essential questions will ensure that you create a beautiful and enjoyable home for your fish.
If you're ready to start your koi pond project, consider reaching out to professionals like Midwest Pond Features and Landscape, who can help turn your ideas into a reality.
That's it for today.